Well, you start dabbing there, and I'll. Daily Dilemma on Beat. Now, two things I want to say to you. You can email us this week if there's something you want us to talk about on the dilemma, talk at beat102103.com. The other thing I wanted to say before I read today's dilemma is, as you know, we've got Uncensored Live. It's coming on February 14th, Valentine's night, in Wexford. And we need some dilemmas for that too. So if you have anything juicy that would be suitable, that maybe not for the breakfast show, but be suitable for that crowd, that wild crowd.
We've already gotten one in, and I can tell you, I don't even know if we can do it at Uncensored, but like, they're welcome all this week.
If anything you've been holding back on, hit us with it. We can handle it. Now, today, let's get to this. It says, hi guys, I'm seeing a fella for the last year, and we've talked about the future, moving in together, having kids. I see it with him, and talking about it made me feel happy, which I thought was such a positive sign. However, I think we've reached a point where I'm not sure how I feel. We were out the other night in the pub with his friends and mine. I had camogie training that evening, and I was late to the pub. When I got there, he was a bit off, and I asked him what was wrong. He said, sometimes I put training first, and that's a bit off-putting. I apologised, even though I didn't feel I should have to. He then said, it's fine, when we've a house together and a baby, you'll be giving up that camogie messing. Now, I pulled him up on it the next day, and he said not to be so sensitive. He said, camogie's only a bit of a phase, and I would hardly be bothered when I settle down with him. I'm hurt, and he doesn't get it. I love camogie, and I don't want to stop playing. What do you think?
I'm going to have to down my tools here. I'm going to have to put the bleach down and my brush. I find it really, really, like, off-putting to hear him talk about what she considers to be like a big part of her life. Passion, exactly. And to dismiss it so flippantly and just as if it's nothing. And then the like icing on the cake or whatever way you want to say it about him saying, it's fine that when we have a house together, you'll be giving up that. Mm. Like as if he has the power to say that, or if he can.
And
dictate.
The idea that by settling down with him, by making it, you know, more serious, your hobbies go out the window?
And like that everything you've done before is gone, and like you're supposed to change who you are as a person. Absolute rubbish. Like a complete and utter rubbish. Like I'm glad that you pulled him up on it the next day. I'm not glad that he said not to be so sensitive. You're not being sensitive. I'm so glad that you asked us about this, because I just want you to know, if you haven't said it to your friends, I think they'll say the same thing. That is not okay. The way he reacted is not okay. And I would seriously, like, I wouldn't say this lightly, but I would seriously be considering a future with somebody that would think like this and react like this to something that, as you say, you're passionate about and you want to keep up. And we're like, why would that change? I saw a big sign outside Wexford when I was driving into work the other day. I think they're forming a new camogie team.
Okay.
And they're looking for girls, and it can be, I think it's any ages. I was driving, so and I said to the lads at home at the weekend, I might take that up.
Camogie.
Now, Tom nearly fell off the stool, I won't lie to you. But he was only laughing because I'd never really played sport. But I was like, actually, I think I'd like to know what the fuss is about. Mm. And I've never played a team sport.
Yeah. There's great social activity as well with team sports as well. You know, it's not just about the sport.
The only bit of it that you would be okay with is if he says that she puts training first sometimes. And as in a relationship, you're allowed to say, like, sometimes that takes over or whatever. Mm. The rest of it, absolute bull, not acceptable, not okay. And I think that, like, really, you started by saying you've talked about your future and you've talked about moving in together and having kids and that you see it with him and it makes you feel happy and that's positive. But all the rest of it isn't. Like, there's a real kind
of red flags.
There's a real, like, more than that. Like, it's really worrying to think that somebody would try to dictate to you like that. Do you want to, Killian? I know you've got bleach all over your head.
Yeah, don't touch anything.
I get where this guy's coming from in a sense. He's totally went around it the wrong way and the way he talked about it. But I would feel if someone is putting something 100% first over you, it's kind of a bit of kick, you know, it's a kick in the teeth a bit, you know, if you're like, you want to be passionate and you want to be like all in at the start, but like if someone's just all like, oh, like cancelling dates and cancelling like time together,
I think she's just a little late to the pub, like, though, wasn't like,
yeah, I know but just know? If it is a thing that progresses, no one wants to be second choice to anything, do you know? So you have to, there is that kind of balance in a relationship. As like the same with me, like I gig, like, but if I was gigging every single weekend, you know, and putting away, that's gonna, you know, cause fractures in my relationship, you know. You can't take me seriously.
I can't take you seriously, and that's fine. I understand what you're saying, but you can't defend his Killian's got bleach on his hands. You can't defend his point about saying that, like, when they get married and settle down and stuff, that she has to give it up. There's no defense for that, I would say, Killian. Mm. Is there?
Ah, yeah,
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you that question.
Do you know what? I was so preoccupied, I didn't even hear what you said to me. So I was in one ear out the other.
Right, over to you on this one. Firstly, show, just to mention, we got a text in. It's a new adult camogie team, Nafina Clenard. You can contact the club on social media if you're interested, says James.
Do they take any levels, is the question we would like to know. You know, well, like considering...
Like, think most basic level you can think of. Do you accept that?
Like, if you've never picked up a hurl in your life, would you still welcome me into your club? That's the question. Come back to me on that.
George, good morning.
Well, how's things?
We're good.
All is well, is it?
Yes. Happy Monday, hon. Right, talk to us, because this resonated with you.
Yeah, so I broke up with my first girlfriend many, many moons ago because she complained I was fishing too much and I didn't have time for that sort of carry on, so I got rid of her.
Were you fishing a lot, George?
Probably, but sure, look, I mean, I have me hobbies, and, you know, I do love the fishing now, so if I can't spend too much time fishing, then sure, look, she has to go.
Yeah, it's me or the fish, hon.
Just didn't work out.
No, nope, didn't work out now, so, but I know you're that girl there should definitely get rid of that lad now altogether, because I tell you, everyone should have hobbies and downtimes themselves, and they shouldn't be told what to do and what hobbies they can and cannot do. So get rid of them altogether.
And you went on, George, to meet the love of your life, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah. And so we've a 3-week-old baby there now, and she actually enjoys fishing herself. Okay. So I brought her out a couple of times.
Match
so
made in heaven.
Yeah, match made in heaven, and she has her hobbies now. She's with the Order of Malta,
okay.
Cashel Division, so she very much enjoys it now, and she goes off on weekends and weekdays when she could, off on duties and stuff, so, okay. You know, it's
important, healthy, everybody. It's healthy.
George, congratulations, darling, and thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, all right?
No worries.
Have a good day. Bye. Right, on the hobbies, Paddy was onto us. He says, me and missus are together 14 years, and for 10 of those I was competitive kickboxer. When you move in together, a hobby is a good thing. It's like a therapy session. She needs to be cautious with this fella. It seems like he wants her full attention, and if he's not supportive of who she is, he will lose her.
Donald says, wow, red flag behaviour straight away. Don't ever let a lad tell you what to do. This actually angers me. You should be supporting your other half and encouraging them to do that. I do a lot of running, and I was dating someone and they brought me and told me that I couldn't run and he's in charge. And for calling you sensitive, that's very disrespectful. From all the respectful fellas, I issue you an apology. If someone is training for maybe an hour or two every week, then how is that putting it ahead of you? No, the door is open, and make sure you close it on the way out.
Larry says, give him the flick or he'll expect you to be living in a pair of marigolds. His mind is not for changing. He's stuck in the 1980s.
Yeah. Jane said, he was not only messing, you were not being sensitive. He meant what he said, and that's what is ahead of you. If you stay with that man, it's not a partner if he wants it, a mammy he can control.
Okay, and one more. We did a text in from Tom in Gorey, and he says, the GAA club is not just for Christmas, it's for life. Keep training, keep playing the game, look after yourself, and never mind him. Couple of quick thoughts on the voice notes this morning. Let's start with this one. Cree was on to us with her thoughts on the dilemma.
Where are we? There
we
are.
Hey
guys, just on the daily dilemma there, I would be telling her to run a mile. That is red flags all over. I don't like the way he's talking. Even if it wasn't about camogie, even if it was something else, the fact that he expects her to give things up when she settles down with him, I mean, is she not supposed to have a life? Is she not supposed to have her own interests and hobbies? Even if it was just something small, the way he's talking is just, no, absolutely not. And she's not being sensitive. Definitely for me, that's a run a mile girl kind of situation. He's not the one.
Thank you,
Bye, guys.
And show you love your final words, your final interjection from Liam, don't you? There we go.
I hope you laugh as much as I did.
I had an ex-girlfriend and she used to love camogie and she loved Star Wars. I used to call her Obi-Wan Camogie. Get up for school.
That is terrible, Liam.
I'm so easily pleased. I rolled her out of the place laughing.